Tammy, you wanted to say something. Dave, I love you. I'm muting you. Go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd call on me. I'm just excited to be here.
I'm so happy you're here with us.
I read this verse and I thought it was really cool. There was a couple of them. And when it's talking about in Acts 2:37, and when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said, repent and be baptized, one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this purpose is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far off, even as unto the Lord. So I just was blessed by that verse because they were pricked in their hearts, and yet there's this huge harvest that's coming unto them and to their children. And that's what I see happening. And then it goes further on into Acts, and it talks about in 6:7, it says, then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and many of the priests were obedient to the faith. So that just encouraged me. It encouraged me because God is good, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
It's really exciting, isn't it, Tammy? And it is. You're going to have a big part in it, sweetheart. I don't know what you're involved in now, but I just see really some new opportunities in business for you. And by the way, before I continue with that, the finances, by the way, are going to be, Tammy, not only for funds to pay bills, but I hear fun. Okay, wait, I lost your face. I got to find you. I'm on a wrong page. We have a couple pages now. Where'd you go? Tammy, the funds are going to be for fun, as well as your needs being met. And God's going to open up some amazing things with business. And I see really kind of this professional mantle coming on you. I see you kind of spruced up. You look like a California babe, but you got the suit on, and you are tailored looking, and you look like money, girl. Okay, I'm telling you, you look like money. And, you know, it's really important. I just heard a teaching, and it was actually the one Michelle sent me about decrees, declarations, and proclamations that I'll probably share next week. But at the end of it, he said, it's Mr. Brewer. I can't remember his first name. But he said, it's the same calling for business as it is for ministry. And then I'm adding to it because your business is your ministry. So I want to really bless you with that and tell you God's got to stand on you for funds, finances, not just to meet your needs, but I hear fun in the funds, F-U-N.
Oh, I'm so excited. So
I bless you and I just declare prosperity, blessing, and that spirit of excellence. Because I see you like, you're like one of those people, you got this suit on, and whether or not you really wear it or not, you look like money. You look like a woman of excellence. And so, God just, we're all going to another level. And you are one, girl. You are poised for success. And I just bless you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth.
I'm so humble. Guerrero. Thank you.
Elizabeth Beeson Guerrero. Do you know Tammy?
No, I don't think
I feel like you're supposed to know each other. And I mean, I'm saying that by the Spirit of God. Don't just be waving. You two, make sure you exchange. You guys can write each other's name. Do you have Facebook, Tammy?
I do.
Okay. And Elizabeth Beeson Guerrero, is your Facebook under that name?
Yeah, it is.
So you guys friend each other. This is, I feel God on this, not just because I'm a mom and I want my girls to get together. So I feel
thank
I feel
you, Mom.
On that, amen.
Oh, I'm so humble. Thank you.
What'd you say, Elizabeth?
I was thinking that maybe I should connect with her.
Yeah, you were thinking that too. I'm confirming that. Amen. Now listen. While we're talking, I want you guys to be released in your prophetic prowess right now. In other words, the Spirit of God is upon me with anointing to speak and to release over you a prophetic mantle. I want you to look around at the mosaics. We've got two pages of tiles here. I want you to look around at the different pages and see, or those of you that have called in, maybe you, I'm going to unmute you for a moment.
I have a word for Marlene. Yeah.
Oh, good. Faye, I'm going to unmute you for a minute. Debbie, do you have a word for somebody?
For Marlene.
Okay, Marlene.
Yeah.
Come on, Marlene.
Yeah, this whole time, because my picture's here, yours there, I don't know how it is on the screen, but you know how God kind of gets you focused on somebody because there's something he wants to say to you. And I don't even know what it is until I start speaking to you. But I just see such a grace on you. Your background is Latino, right? Yeah. I could look at you, but I don't want to make that assumption. And yeah. Even seeing the curtain behind you is I think that's from Mexico, or the colors are more from that.
Yeah,
area. But I just feel like your heritage and your ancestors, there is a, I don't even know how to say, even like a royalty about it. There's a certain ribbon that is run through your ancestors, and you're a part of that. And there is a, there's a grace on your life, not only to reach the the Latino community, but there's something about that curtain behind you that now I see it's turning into a tablecloth, and God is putting it on a table, and you're going to be serving words to people. You're going to be serving encouragement to people. I feel like it's going to partially your family and those that you are, you know, connected with. But then it's going to branch out into other, it's going to touch others, but it's going to start with your family. It's where that part of who you are becomes where you are bringing food to other people, but food, spiritual food, and food that brings encouragement, words of encouragement. So you see you bringing like plates and bring in a pitcher with some fresh water in it, but you're going to be bringing some really nutritious stuff to people. And you're observing and you're receiving, you're taking in, but you're going to be giving out. So, and it has to do with your heritage, but it also has to do with God's branching you out, because I feel like that's what he's doing in this time. He's causing us to refine and re-identify and become what we've always been and what he's always made us to be. So I feel like when you start to get those senses of things that you need to do, move out. Don't hesitate. Okay. Just because that hasn't been your arena per se, but don't hesitate and step out in that. Does
really
that make
good.
Sense to you? Yeah.
No. Really good. We love you, Marlene. So happy you're with us, honey. You're just a treasure. So good to see you again, Mary Alice. I love you. I don't want you to hide your face. We love you. Phil, did you have something that you wanted to say, honey?
No.
You sure? Yes, you do. Come on. Prophet Michelle says you got something to say. Come on, girl. You have something you want to share?
Okay, I came across the passage today, and I don't know where it is. It's about the banquet in heaven, and I really did not know at first what it wanted to say to us or to me or to anyone in particular. But I believe now that it was that banquet is talking about the church, that although right now we are all not able to be mm-hmm. together and not worship together, but pretty soon we'll be at a banquet.
Amen.
And I think it has something to do with our awakening, and we're all coming together and feeding. Getting fed together and being in the presence of the Lord, but he's wanting us to come together and and feed at that banquet. And I also feel that there's a sending out.
Yeah.
A sending out. And
really good. Really good. And I believe that, thank you for sharing that, Phil. And good to see you, Bonnie. Welcome, honey. I wanted to share a little bit while we had a little bit of a time. And in the meantime, I still want you to get your prophetic winds going. Look around the screens, go to both pages. We've got a couple of pages here. And make sure, look and see if you've got a word for somebody, something that's gonna bless them. If God starts stirring in your heart, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to have you raise your hands. I'm going to unmute y'all. And then we'll see who has a word for who. I want us to be able to exhort and encourage each other in this hour. Amen. Amen. So let me just share something with you. Now, Debbie, you have already heard part of this. And some of this I'm going to elaborate on. I thought this was so powerful. And it's basically, it was an interview. And I'm not going to go over all of it. And then I've kind of taken part of it, and I've kind of put things into it from my own heart. You know, you can do that with the prophetic. You take things, and then you're like, okay, but this is what God's telling me about this. So it came from an interview that James Gall had with Sid Roth, and I'm going to be really real and bold about some of this. How many of you, raise your hand if you actually saw this interview with James Gall and Sid Roth? I see Debbie did, Martha did, or Norma did, Bonnie did. So we've got three of you. And so I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm gonna share this just really quickly. James Gall had a dream. And he had a dream, and he saw in the dream a book, and it was called Global Dragon Warfare Manual. Now, before I start this, remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So just let me, listen to me through this, just as I listened to him and just how he tried to say, do not be afraid. Do not be scared, okay? There's a follow through with this. James Gall had a dream. In the dream, he saw the Global Dragon Warfare Manual. It was a strategy book. It had 12 chapters, 12 sections. In chapter 7, it was called The Global Pandemic. Now, he's had this dream months ago. He saw chapter 7 was the global pandemic. Chapter 6 was fear. And how many of you know that fear has been driving this global pandemic, right? How many of you felt that? You've sensed that. There's been especially at the beginning, right? It was like, fear was driving this thing, and still is with some people. But that was chapter 6 was fear, chapter 7 was global pandemic. Before I tell you what chapter 8 was, I'm going to tell you what James Gall said. Basically, he taught about when you create a culture of, whoever creates a culture of fear rules. He who creates a culture of fear rules. Satan is a fearmonger. He sells fear. And he is a prince of the power of the air, the spirit that rules. He overrules these different classifications of demonic systems. And he is a fear, of someone who releases the spirit of fear. James Galt said right out, I will not be a doom and gloom prophet, but I won't live in denial. And I think that's kind of where we're at. Debbie was talking earlier about the grid of the prophetic revelation and stuff that we're entering into this new season. And the thing is, it's one thing not to be a gloom and doom prophet. It's another thing, though, not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And if nothing else, to begin to make people aware of things so they can stop, that they can actually stop it from coming to be. And so he went on to say, fear paralyzes, faith propels us forward. He went on to say that President Trump will go down. This is James Gall speaking, saying that President Trump will be known as the great disruptor. And he spoke about some different things that God was doing through him to end corruption. I'm going on Basically, he said he would only win at the next term if intercessors pray. There's a warfare over it. But what I wanted to share with you is regarding that he said that there's God's will was being done through him. He's not a perfect man, but God was resetting. And I know Debbie talked about this, that there's 2020 and beyond. Number one is repent. Number two, reset. Right now is a great reset from Passover to Pentecost. And this was a message that the Lord had given me before I saw this. And the reason I say these kind of things is because, you know, when you read them on Elijah List or you see them on YouTube, you're like, thank you, Lord, because it's confirmation that I'm hearing right. Amen. Does that make sense? It's like I'm hearing things and there's a consensus. I want to be careful, though, to give credit to where credit's due. When I, like next week, I want to teach on decrees, declarations, and proclamations. I learned so much through that teaching that Michelle taught me, and I want to be sure to give Mr. Brewer, Prophet Brewer, kudos for that. That those parts that came from him, I'm going to give him full credit. God didn't share that with me. I was taught it, and then I'll add to it the things God had taught me, and I have many pages and teachings on that and the power of declaration in the season. But James Gall said 2020 and beyond, number one, we repent. Number two is a reset. And number three is the recalibration. It's like an adjustment. It's a global adjustment with economics being dealt with and nations being dealt with and brought into proper alignment. 18 years ago, James Gall prophesied about the e-church and that it would become relevant and necessary. And we see that now. Right now, we're on this prophetic forum. 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't even know how to spell Zoom, basically, right? So, and I'm still kind of going as learning as we go. And but we're becoming an e-church, which is relevant and necessary. And, you know, we've got local churches now that have a following of 27,000 people on Sunday morning, and they only have 300 people going to their church.
Praise God.
You know what I mean? The kingdom of God is advancing. Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. And so God's government, his kingdom, is increasing through every single one of you. And so what the enemy meant by Eve meant for evil in shutting us down, getting us in our house, trying to make us afraid, trying to kill us, God says, I am multiplying. I am releasing my kingdom. And we're going to go with that acceleration as Greg was sharing. There's going to be an acceleration. I'm going to unmute you, Greg.
What?
There's going to be an acceleration. There's going to be the body of Christ is not only being re-platformed, rebranded, but we are being restored, being revived, and we are going to go forth with such a mighty voice in this season and with so much authority. And so, you know, when you read the book of Revelation and you see how Jesus talked to all the different churches, the seven churches, he says, you went through this, you went through this, and you went through this. Then he corrects them. But he does talk about because they overcame, this is what's going to happen. This is the blessings that's happening to you. And that's what's going to happen in this next season. He dreamed and he heard God say that this was that. He said, not saying it takes place, that he didn't say that churches are going to end and that we're not going to meet physically anymore. But now it'll be both. Amen. We still need to meet. We still need the Father's house. We still need homes. But, Bob Jones was an amazing prophet. Bob Jones was one of the Kansas City prophets brought out in the 1988. The prophets were showcased in the Vineyard Church. It was the beginning of the prophetic movement. James Gall was one of them. Bob Jones was one of them. Paul Kane was one of them.
John Paul Jackson.
Thank you. I was thinking the handsome one. That reminds me of an eagle. Thank you. John Paul Jackson was one of them. And Bob Jones prophesied back in 1983 that there would be certain signs of this great revival, a billion soul harvest. And all of the markers are that we are in those days. And for example, he said that there would be a huge youth awakening. And one of the signs was, quote, when laborers in China are watching 24-hour worship on a television on their wrist. In other words, like an iPhone in China, but they're watching 24/7 worship on their phone while they're working in the rice paddies. You know what I'm saying? Who would have heard of such a thing? But he prophesied when that happens, that is when we're going to start to see that billion soul revival. And so let me, a billion soul harvest. I'm going to go on really quickly, and then I'm going to go into what I wanted to deposit into your life. One of the things that James Gall shared was, he said, as we've heard, we're entering into a new era, not a new date and time. But he said this new era has to do with Noah. And it's like what Debbie was talking about with Noah. He went into an ark, but he came out and it was a new era. In the dream, James Gall was given a scroll, a blueprint to build a new ark. He was building an ark with family members. Noah had 8 people in the ark, okay, with him. That's 8 altogether is the number of new beginnings. Amen. It's prophetically the number of new beginnings. Then it multiplied, and there were many arcs and thousands of arcs. It had to do with the ark of his presence, and all it had to do with families coming together, God bringing people into places of provision and protection. But it also was talking about the place where the presence of God, there was the dove that came when they landed. There was the presence of God, the dove. Remember, Noah reached out his hand and the dove landed on it, and he pulled the dove into the ark. So we're building into a new era. Part of the new era we're coming into is what's called the Great Harvest. And I'm so blessed to be part of Firepoint Church. We've also been distributing food, hand sanitizers, masks, and all kinds of things to thousands of people. Thank God for our volunteers and through Pastor Clayton, because he's been the forerunner in this. And then with Dude and Kim, they have been taking care of and feeding the homeless and those that are high risk and needy among us up at the Chapel of the Canyon. And so we've been able to do some things that God's called us to do. And by the way, just a little note there, if you want to volunteer for any of this, please let me know. We definitely need more laborers. The other thing I wanted to share with you, and this has to do with what I actually wanted to share with you 2 weeks ago, and I've never had time to do it. Before we go on, really quickly, did anybody have anything they wanted to, you want to add to or say about that? Let me unmute a few of you, because I don't think some of you that called in, I don't think you have the ability to unmute. So I'm going to unmute Azza. I'm unmuting user number 1. I'm unmuting Emma. I'm unmuting Faye.
I'm here.
And so let me make sure, Jasmine, I'm going to unmute you, and I know we've got some feedback. Stephanie, I'm going to unmute you, because I think some of you called in, and I don't know if you have the ability to unmute.
Yeah, I have.
Hi, Elizabeth, other Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I know she can mute and unmute. Let me see who else I need to unmute. I think we're good. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add before I go on to the next section?
I do.
Stephanie, is that you?
This is Sheila, probably user 1.
Hi, Sheila. Which one are you, honey?
Probably the landline.
Okay, let me go back over to the other screen. Go ahead, landline, Sheila. What you want to share, honey.
Well, regarding the prophets, I know Neville Johnson had mentioned probably around 2015, 16, judgment because of like Obama and the gay marriage law that was passed. So he was telling people at a conference to, you know, buy gold, silver, 3 months worth of food. So this helped me. prepare for this pandemic because I had stuff that had kind of expired and I didn't really rebuy, but I'm glad I obey the prophet.
Oh, good. So I'm so
that's
glad.
One of my points. Obey the prophets. And
yeah.
I had a dream just 2 days ago about someone asked me, do you know where the Catholic Church is? And because I was at a church too, parking like structure like at Harvest Rock. And I told him, yeah, it's over there on Dominique and 6th Street by Bank of America. So things are going to open up. That's what I got from that dream.
Amen, Sheila. So good. There is going to be an opening up. I was surprised, actually. Thank you for sharing that, honey. Believe the prophets and you'll prosper. I think that's the time we're in. Sheila, on what you said, you know, I think it's so important. One of the things I found out, and there was such wisdom. I have, you know, there's certain people that, you know, a pastor needs a pastor, and a prophet needs a prophet that will actually bring them into kind of balance and kind of into... I'm not sure how to say it, but so that I don't react, but I act. There is a man that he said it like this, and I hope this bears witness with you, Sheila. The word goes out from a prophet, and then we're accountable for what resonates in our spirit based upon the grace that we have. For example, I've been at some conferences and they were like, if you can go buy land in the desert and stockpile food. And but then I have to walk that out. Like, I don't got money to buy land and I don't want to be driven by fear, but at the same time, I want to be prepared. So it looks like this. What it looks like is this. Where do I have peace and where's the grace? What is the Lord showing me to do? Some things I can do and some things I can't do. Some things I have grace to do. I have provision to do it and I have peace to do it. I'm not driven to do it. I'm not afraid, but I have peace. So where is the Father's provision? Because when the Father speaks to you in 1 Corinthians 2, I always say this, it's like heavenly dew that comes upon you and settles in your spirit. It's almost like you have to quiet your mind to hear what the Father's saying to you. So I didn't go out and buy land in the desert, and I didn't stockpile food in the desert, but I did buy a lot of food, and now I have 50 cans of garbanzo beans that have expired in my cupboard. And I wish now I had given them to Azatui so she could make hummus, because I think they've expired and I don't want to give away rotten garbanzo beans. But you know, they're a good source of protein. If you don't have meat, which they're saying now there might be some shortages of meat, please do not be afraid. Okay, I'm just saying garbanzo beans has lots of protein in it. So what can you do and how is Holy Spirit leading you, right? Follow the grace. Remember, he's the Prince of Peace. And he said, every place you don't have peace, I'm not Lord there. So find the peace and then make your petition known. Find the peace and then make your petition known. Find the peace and then find out where's the provision, okay? So, and this is why a community like this is so important. And I'm gonna talk about a time that we're in and a time that we might end up coming into, at least to some degree. And this is not fear-based. This is just, we don't know. But it's gatherings like this where we become community. So if one of us are out of toilet paper, which I've actually had to make toilet paper runs to people, or one of us doesn't have food, or we don't have, you know, in other words, the Bible says in Acts 2, they met house to house. Now we can meet on Zoom. They had everything in common. They helped each other. For example, David and I, to save the church, and most of your Firepoint church, you'll be happy to know, we really do steward our finances as well as we can. So it was costing us with Kaiser $2,000 a month. Okay, let's pretend you didn't know that. We got off that plan, and now we're part of a co-op. We literally only have to pay like 300 and $50 or $300. No, I take it back. $500 a month, and that's if because we padded it so that we would have more coverage if it went past $250,000 cost a year. Right? I mean, I just fell on my ankle and knee, and I wasn't able to walk for 4 days, and I didn't even go to the doctor. You know, I'm just like, I'm healed, it's fine. So we're not going to need that. But the point is that we joined a Christian co-op called Samaritan Ministries. They get it. Okay, it's not an insurance company. We all pay in, the money goes to a pool, and then the administrators of it send it to the people that it needs to go to, and it is Obama plan friendly. Okay, it's been around for a long time. My point is this: we need to be more like that. You know, someday we're going to go running back to our churches, and maybe there'll be those mega churches again, and you can just go to church and leave, and nobody will even know you were ever there. But we need to have family. We need to have things like this where we join together, we share hearts, we share ideas. We don't even have to agree with everybody, but we can share and pray and prophesy and encourage each other in God. Amen? Does that make sense?
Amen.
Amen. Rebecca, where are you? Next page. Where's my Rebecca? Rebecca Val, something that I never get right. Where are you, Rebecca? Can you unmute your phone? Hi, Jeanette.
I'm here.
Blessings to you, honey. And Kayla Reynolds, who are you, beloved? I'm going to unmute you. I'm going to try to. Oh, Kayla Reynolds, who are you? Hi.
I used to go to Asia.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Carla. You remember Carla? K-A-L-A.
Carla, 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 Carla. Yes, God bless you. Hi, Carla.
How are you?
Because when I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, all I could do is say, Kala, 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 Kala. And it turns out it's some Arabic word or something for to proclaim and to prophesy and to speak forth. Isn't that cool? So, yes, I remember you, Kala. Bless you. Rebecca Valdez or Valdivia. Rebecca, do you have something to say?
Hey, hey.
Speak up, girl. Make it loud.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, speak loud.
Okay, I'm just using my audio from my computer.
Do you have anything you want to add, honey? Rebecca's an amazing intercessor and proclaimer of God's word. Do you have something you want to add before I go on to the next thing, or do you have a word for somebody?
No, today it's been so awesome. I think in this new age that the church is in, that it's like I'm sitting on God's lap time and just loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it.
Amen.
Well, I think that exactly what you're saying, Jeannie, is we just, it's a time where we need to stay out of fear. We need to keep our eyes focused on our Savior and our King of Kings, and we need to keep our ears open. So when we hearken unto his voice, we need to be obedient and move quickly, because we're in this crossover time right before Pentecost, and there's things that he needs to do to prepare us and prepare our hearts. There you go. See? And so it's just as we are in his army of warriors, he's taking care of us, he's preparing us, and he's really, really wanting to sharpen our armor and keep us close, so that when the time comes, we will not hear the voice of another, and we will not turn to fear. We will be so aligned and in tune that we can go forward in his power and his might.
Amen.
So I'm so blessed that you're doing this. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad, Rebecca. Rebecca, at the end, if you're still with us, I'd like to have you pray a powerful prayer of declaration. You know, Rebecca's with a general in God. I remember when I was a teenager, Billy Brim. She's a part of that great company of generals. And so, Rebecca, I'd like you to pray at the end over us a powerful prayer of proclamation regarding us as prophetic voices and just however God leads. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, amen.
Jasmine, I cannot unmute you. There you go. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
You had your hand raised, honey. Did you want to say
something? No, it was before you were asking a question about Sidrat and James Gall, I believe.
Yeah.
I've seen it. So I just raised my head, hand, so let you know that I've seen that.
That you saw it, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Powerful.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, let me
bless everyone.
I love you, Jasmine. I'm so glad you're with us, honey. Thank you. Now, listen, I don't want to move on because I don't want to leave out the last part of what James Gall said. And again, no fear. It's to stop, push it back. Do you understand? The last thing, he only saw three chapters in the book. The first he saw chapters 6, 7, and 8. In chapter 6 was fear. In chapter 7 was, now I have to find it, hold on. Chapter 7 was global pandemic, but I want you to know what chapter 8 was. Chapter 8, now listen, this is to stop this. Do you hear me? Don't be afraid. I'm not going to tell you if you're going to be afraid. This is so we can stop it. How many of you know Deuteronomy 8:18 says God gives us the power to become, to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with us. God has not forgotten his promises. None of it changed. Every prophetic word that you had is still in place. Do you hear me? But this is the dragon warfare manual. That means this is what Satan's trying to do, not what God is sanctioning and not what we're allowing. Do you understand? Are we going to allow this?
No.
Prophetic voices, are we allowing this stuff?
No.
But the chapter 8 was the last thing he saw. He saw 6 was fear, chapter 7 is global pandemic, and chapter 8 is financial collapse. Now, as he said, this is James Gall, that means he was given insight into Satan's strategies. This was not God's playbook. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This is not God's playbook. So we're not going to get into agreement with global collapse. Why? Because we're going into the time of acceleration. And when God says, I'm going to have a billion soul harvest, I'm bringing you into the promised land, we've crossed over into a new place, we've gone from Passover to Pentecost, which I'm going to share with you in a minute, and Greg, I'm going to have you share really fast. You're prompted in my heart. Let me see if I can find you. I'm going to unmute you, Greg. I can find you. Where is Greg? Let me see if I can find him. Mute your device if you can, and Greg, I want to find you if you're still with us.
Greg is gone.
I think he's left.
Okay, no worries, that's fine. But what I want to say is this: the last chapter you saw in Satan's playbook in this dragon warfare manual was global collapse. So now we know what Satan's trying to do. So here's my question to you: what are you going to do about it? Are we going to agree with it? And this is what I've been talking to you about as prophets and as prophetic voices. We cannot be in agreement with what Satan is saying. Do you understand? We cannot prophesy from second heaven revelation. We need to find out what God is saying, and we need to be in agreement with that, and we need to start to speak what God is saying. So what are some of the things? You can unmute really quickly. Tell me some of the things that God is saying in this season. What is he saying?
He's saying, Jeannie, he's saying this economic time is for the church. We're coming out of this. There's peace, multiplication, comfort, edification, and we're coming out stronger.
Amen.
Many people will be saved. The economy is going to change. We're not going to step into this because this is a season for the church to rise up. Many are coming to the Lord. This is the season of Jesus. And that
Amen.
Brings abundance.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mitzi. Go ahead and mute your device. Everybody mute your device if you can. Now listen, that is what I'm talking about. We hear this stuff, we see stuff on YouTube. There's almost an enticing spirit of fear that attaches to it to try to get it to go into your heart.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that I know the plans I have for you, that of good and not evil, to give you a what? Future and hope. So remember, he saw into the strategies of Satan. In warfare, when you know what the plans of the enemy are ahead of time, what do? You stop it. Mm-hmm. Cut it off. Does anybody want to add to that before I go on to the next section?
Yeah.
Okay, add to that.
I just real quickly.
Go ahead, Debbie.
What I did is I had this big piece of cardboard from something I bought or something. And so I wrote out Jeremiah 29, 11, 12 through 14. And I just keep it where I'm working right now in my little office space, and I put it to the side in some real big, big letters. So every day I'm reading it, and the Lord is giving me revelation, because the translation says that, you know, I know the plans I have for you, plans, you know, not for calamity. That was the translation, not for calamity. You know, and there's so many different versions of it. And then I started then putting it as, as not just for me, but speaking it for us and saying, yeah, you know, as the body, this is what God is saying. God is giving that promise in Jeremiah 29. So I just keep reading it, and over, you know, how you meditate and God just starts to kind of come alive. Yeah. So that's just a recommendation if people want to do whatever they have to do to put that word in front of you as a promise, for, you know, that it's a positive. It's not a negative. You're putting the word as a promise. God, what is God saying to you? What is he promising you? His promises don't change. They're yes and amen. So God is continuing to give us promises in the midst of this. And if we continue to look at the promises and not what we're looking at as far as things, you know, all over the place, I just feel like that will help people to stay, stay stable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good, Debbie. Thank you. We were told in Joshua 1, right? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate in it day and night. I'm going to come to you, Pastor Tom and Phil. Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but it will not depart out of your what? Mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do all that is written in it, and then you will have good success. Amen. Emma, I have you muted. Emma, come back to you. Ozzy, I'm muting you, Ozzy, but I'm going to come back to you. Pastor Tom and Phil, go ahead.
We're sorry we were muted, but we are unmuted now. Somebody said, get your shield ready. And I thought back to when we were in the Marines. If you're getting ready for battle, you're making sure that your weapons are all prepared. Your armor of God has to be ready. And then Phil keeps getting this message of eat. So that's the other thing. You need the energy to fight in a battle. So I think God is telling us, get ready. It's coming soon.
Thank you,
Mark. You're going to take the lead.
Amen. So good. Amen, Pastor Tom. And he knows. He's military. He knows, man. And when you know the strategies of the enemy, that's when you have an advantage. Amen. Amen, Norma. Amen, Martha. Amen. Thank you. Now,
you know, Jeannie, also when he's talking about the armor, we have to keep on the helmet of hope. And you have to go and look back at what the Lord has been telling us and telling you. I mean, he showed you that something's going to break in May. That's what I posted on the website, that it wasn't just a cute little jingle, but I sincerely heard, Mayday, Mayday, heaven's hope is on the way. No doom, just divine deliverance on display. And it was like, we have to hang on to those. And yes, it's everything. I concur with everything that you said about this is absolutely out of season. The Lord, there is still so much for us to do and to be and to step in to all the Lord's called us to be. You know, we're going to be doing the greater works. But I believe that this is bringing us to a point of maturity where he can trust us with those things. So,
You know, it's just, we just have to be in that spirit of hope, because God is the God of hope.
Amen.
So good, Stephanie, and thank you for hearing me. I felt that so strongly. The Lord just said it like this. He doesn't, you know, he just said it like this. He said, May 14th, 15th, and actually he said 8 weeks from now, you will be having a different conversation. That's what he said. 8 weeks from now, you'll be having a different conversation. He said that to me the first day of spring, which I didn't know was the first day of spring. It turns out it was March 20th. Counted off 8 weeks, and it turns out it's May 14th, May 15th. We will have a new conversation, and it turns out that is a day that a lot of things will open up. And then I have something I want to leave you with before we go, but I have muted a few people that cannot unmute themselves, so I'm going to unmute Emma first and then you, Aza. Emma, did you want to add anything, honey, before I mute you again?
Yes. Actually, few days ago, I in the dream, I saw a bread. It was a flat bread, and the shape of the bread was fish. So in my dream, it came that when Jesus went to mountain in Matthew 15:32, that he just had five loaves of bread and two fish, and he just cut them, and then 5,000 people ate. And that is the multiplication and yes. plentifulness of Jesus that God is giving yes. us. And God says, do not be feared,
yes.
but you are my children. I will provide you. I will I will do everything for yes. you. So go forth with my word, with my yes. source, and I will do everything for
you. Oh, that is such a powerful dream, Emma. Spot on, yeah. girl. That's spot on. I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to talk about that. The dream was bread shaped like, it was bread shaped like a fish. She immediately remembered, isn't this great dream interpretation? I love this. And it was, she reminded her of the fish and the loaves, where Jesus broke it and he blessed it and it multiplied. And remember, I was saying, and we're all concurring, this is a season of multiplication. It doesn't matter what they say. I don't care if they say there's not going to be enough meat, whatever. There is, God will multiply it. How many of you remember the 70s and 80s and God would just multiply gas? I have seen God multiply money. I have seen God drop money out of nowhere in my bank account. I have seen God multiply food. How many of you, Martha, Norma, you guys have seen that, haven't you? God multiply the frijoles and the salt. I mean, God, he does it. Like 50 people show up for a party and then you're like, how are we going to feed them? It's true, huh? Like multiply the mole, you know? I mean, God knows what we need, and he is a God of miracles and multiplication, and he will do it again and again and again and again. And he'll do it for us even as a sign to other people, so they know the God we serve. Amen.
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 Amen, Faye.
Amen.
Amen, Faye.
Amen.
I'm trying to unmute Faye, but I think she's got it muted. Okay. Faye, I'm trying to unmute you. Just
amen.
Amen, girl. Now you can mute yourself unless you want to say anything.
No, I have nothing to say. I'm just blessed listening.
I love you, Faye. I can't wait to see you again with your pretty pink hair. You inspire me. Okay, Aza, did you want to say something before I leave us with a blessing?
I don't know. You hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, God bless you all, and it's always nice to be in a meeting. It's so fulfilling. And the whole thing is just, I want to tell you guys, I want to bless you. Take the fear out of you and trust him. The Lord is in control in this pandemic right now we are. Because trusting the Lord, we got to pray and ask the Lord to bring the righteousness in this world, because he's the only one can help us.
Yeah.
And who believes in Christ, that the Bible says we never see, who believes the Lord will be hungry or thirsty.
Amen.
Just trust him. The whole thing is pray for our families, you know.
Amen. Amen.
Very important. And thanks God for everything. I'm more blessed and then I used to be. Thanks God for, you know, for him.
Amen.
And that's all, and I miss you and I love you. Please pray for my husband. He's going to panic attack. He's just getting panicky again.
He's getting panic attack. He's what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. He's doing what?
He's a panic attack.
Yeah. Okay, let's pray, and then I'm going to leave you with a truth that we'll come back to next week, and I'm going to have Rebecca pray over us a prayer of blessing and declaration of blessing over us. Azza, right now, we are agreeing with heaven right now.
Yes.
We are all agreeing with heaven right now. We come against that foul spirit of fear that has tried to cause torment and panic to our precious Harut. In the authority of Jesus' name, which his name means like a breath of God, we release the breath of God to Azza, to his husband Harut. In the authority of Jesus' name, we rebuke you, Satan. We release the spirit of peace over Harut now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him, and we command every demon that was assigned to him to be broken off of him now, in the authority of Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
I want to, unless one of you has a prophetic word for somebody, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm only going to leave you with a sentence, and next week we're going to come back to this. We are living in the most profound time that has been in 2,000 years. There was never, ever a Passover where people were locked away in their home and could not observe Passover in public except for one time in history, and that was 2,000 years ago. And just like 2,000 years ago was this time has mirrored that time in history, it's going to be that way with the day of Pentecost. We're crossing over into a new season. As it was with the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago, when there came a mighty rushing wind and filled the house where they were seated, and there was a fiery tongue seen upon all of them. Acts 1:8, Jesus said, go wait in Jerusalem till you be filled with power from on high. They went, they were in one accord, they were meeting house to house, they had everything in common, they were waiting for the promise.
Praise God.
Suddenly there came a sound. How many of you can hear the sound? Rebecca, Jasmine, Carol, Debbie, my beautiful Anastasia, Phil, and Pastor Tom, Martha, Norma, Mitzi, Elizabeth.
Hallelujah.
Y'all, Stephanie, Dive, Ginger, how many of you hear the sound? Emma, Azatui, Sheila, Jacqueline, Gail, Elizabeth, Rudy, Cammy, Susan, Harrison, Bonnie, Faye. I know a few of them had to go because they get up early in the morning, but I'm telling you, how many of you can hear the sound? It's coming. It's coming. I had a vision about a month ago, and I saw the wind coming, and it blew against the entire planet, surrounded it. And you know what it was? Number one, it was blowing out the coronavirus. This thing is going to blow out in Jesus' name. Do you hear me? It's blowing out. It's blown out in Jesus' name. Second, it's the Spirit of God. See, the Bible says that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Can you hear the sound?
Yes.
Not the sound of lack or fear or global collapse. It's the sound of the church rising up in every sphere of society, in prosperity and blessings and promise and provision and prophetic acuity and awareness and provision. Do you hear me? Do you hear the sound?
Hallelujah.
We're coming from Passover to Pentecost. Just as there was a historic Passover, there will be a historic Pentecost. When the law was given, when the fire, the Holy Spirit was given, evangelism occurred. We're passing from Passover to Pentecost, we're shifting into one of the greatest Pentecost since Azusa Street Revival. It will be like a great coming out party for the church as we have waited and we are going. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go.
Amen.
You go in my power. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. 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 I'm going to leave you back. I'm going to ask Rebecca now. Valdivia.
Hallelujah.
Rebecca, I have the hardest time with your name. Is it Valdivia? Am I saying it right?
You are. Yes.
I am. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rebecca, I want Rebecca. I want Rebecca. And Marlene, I didn't get to hear from you, but I love you. And feel free, any of y'all, if you want to call, talk, or stay behind on the chat or whatever. But I love y'all. Rebecca, I want you to decree, pray, prophesy, whatever that is, that fire that you receive from God, I want you to release that over us as we dismiss.
Oh, thank you, Father God. I thank you that in this hour, Yahweh, you Lord of hosts, that you're calling forth the armies of men to align and work with the armies of heaven, your angelic host. Father, I thank you that the angels are released when you send forth God's word in a situation so we can align with your word in these situations. Father, we'll send it forth. I thank you, Father, that we are praising you, Father, because praise silenced the enemy, Father God, through our declarations and shouts of praise. Father, we thank you that you're awakening the earth. Father, you are awakening your people in this season because we're in a preparatory time and you're brooding over us, Father, to prepare us to reset, to recalibrate our lives and our hearts and our minds to receive an outpouring of the Spirit marked by fire and power to transform individuals and nations. Father God, I thank you that just as you did in the times of old with the tribes of Israel, the Lord, you're calling up your army in this hour.
Yes.
And you have an order, an alignment, a place, and a function for each member. Yahweh, Lord of hosts, you're directing your angel armies to go before us and to make our paths straight. Therefore, we have no need to fear. The Lord of hosts has got our back. Father, I thank you that the Lord is a man of war. He's sending forth his warring armies to clear away the traps and the snares of the enemy, Father God. And Father, I thank you that right now we will come to understand the now seasons of the God Most High. Yes. Father, I thank you that we possess supernatural intelligence by the Holy Spirit to help us be positioned where we are to be in the body of Christ for glory and seasons of favor and revival.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that we have an anointing to pray through and prophesy hidden riches in secret places, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I just praise you for your holy name. I call upon God Most High right now to anoint every single one of you in this hour with the Issachar anointing so you may know and understand the times and the seasons of your life, but also the times and the seasons that we're presently in on this earth. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you don't want us to be ignorant in these days, but we need to know you intimately. We need to know your ways intimately.
Yes.
I thank you that you're the revealer of mysteries and that you are the keeper of truth, Father God, and that you want us to share that truth with your people.
Lord.
Oh, Father, I thank you for anointing us with that Issachar anointing so that we can walk in prosperity, Father, and that you've given us the ability to access financial strategies for this time.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, that you are enabling us to carry out the necessary intercessory burdens for these days. And Father, I thank you that we can release the blessings of the Lord upon day-to-day encounters, Father God. Oh, Father, I proclaim over these people on this call tonight. Father God, I pray that they would prophesy life into uncertain times, Father God. I thank you, Father, that they understand the now seasons of the Most High God.
Lord.
And Father, I thank you for that supernatural intelligence by the Holy Spirit that they have to position them, Father, in this body of Christ for seasons of favor and revival.
Yes.
Father, I thank you I thank you for mantling us with the Issachar anointing.
Yes.
The processor of heaven and earth with,
yes,
with each one of you. So right now I say go in the might of El Elyon, and I invoke the name of El Shaddai, and I say, as he reveals himself to you in this season, you will hear the words of God, and you will gain a fresh insight and see visions of his plans for your life. Go in peace tonight, brothers and sisters. I love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Rebecca. Now listen, I want you to know we're going to have this every week till the Lord says to stop. Use the same link, even if I don't send you an email because I'm trying to work it out. It's the same exact link. I just bless you. I love you. Pass this along to other people. Invite other people. And I heard the Lord say to release dreams. This week, I'm releasing dreams to you by the Spirit of God. I want you to make sure you take a journal to bed with you. Write down the dreams, Susan, because I want to interpret them, and we want to pray them over your life in Jesus' name. Dream the dreams of God. God speaks once. He speaks twice. He's speaking to you in dreams and visions in the night. So dream the dreams of God this week. Write them down. And then bring them up for us in the next meeting, and we'll interpret them, and then we're going to pray them over your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. I love you all. Bless you. You're my family.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Jeannie.
Love you all.